This is Dr. Masood. This is Dr. Masood Shah, dictating patient's name is Joseph Clark, C-L-A-R-K, Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. Date of birth is 1/20/1954. Date of service is... /1/27/2022. Mr. Clark is a very pleasant 68-year-old male with history of COPD, dementia, hypertension, degenerative joint disease, history of fall, who presented to the emergency room. After he suffered a fall in his shower, he hit his head. He denies any loss of consciousness. He was seen in the emergency room. He had a CT scan of the head. It did show subdural hematoma, multiple rib fractures, trace pneumothorax, and grade 2 liver laceration. Patient was admitted to the hospital. He was hypotensive. He was given IV fluids, after which he stabilized. And neurosurgery was consulted. Frequent neuro checks were being done. CT head and CT spine was done. We did reveal 11-meter subdural hematoma, 7, 8, 9, and 11th rib fractures. Also grade 2 hepatic dome laceration. Following fluid resuscitation, his blood pressure stabilized. His blood pressure was stable. He was on non-rebreather mask. Repeat CT scan was done the next morning. It did show stabilization of the subdural hematoma. Interventional radiology was also consulted for possible for the subdural hematoma. For a possible embolization of the left MMA. Family did not want to pursue any intervention at this time. Repeat CT head was recommended in 2 weeks without patient follow-up with interventional radiology. Physical and occupational therapy were consulted. Patient was subsequently doing better. He was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he denies any complaints of headache. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any complaints of any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, dementia, history of falls, degenerative joint disease, history of dizziness. Past surgical history has been significant for aneurysm clipping. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR, review of system. Cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, there is any heaviness or pressure sensation, no palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. He does have history of COPD. Musculoskeletal, gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Musculoskeletal, he does complain of joint pain, history of falls, history of rib fractures. Neurological, he does have history of dementia, history of fall, history of subdural hematoma, history of aneurysm claiming. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, weight 263 pounds, blood pressure 155/79, temperature 97.1, pulse 82 per minute. Respiration 17 per minute. Oxygen saturation 94%. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit. No thyromegaly. Heart sinus 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, history of fall, next subdural hematoma, next 7, 8, 9, 10, 11th rib fractures, next small pneumothorax, next right hepatic dome laceration, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next degenerative joint disease, next treatment plan. Patients are admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medication, will continue other medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor his progress, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Rosalind Wodarski, W-O-D-A-R-S-K-I, Rosalind, R-O-S-A-L-I-N-D. Date of birth is 7/31/1949. Date of service is 1/28/2022. Ms. Wodarski is seen in her room for a follow-up visit. She states that she is feeling better. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. She has been working with physical therapy, has been ambulating with the help of therapy. She denies any other complaints. Overall has been feeling well. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit. No thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression. Impression, number one, left hip fracture, status post fall, next left hip surgery, next hyperlipidemia, next depression, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. We'll continue current medications. We'll monitor her progress. She'll continue to work with PTOT. We'll follow up on his workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Claudia O'Green, O-G-R-E-E-N, Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A. Date of birth is 4/25/19. Date of service is 2/27/2022. Ms. O'Green is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She said that she is doing well. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no other complaints. She had blood work done. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEMT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Extremities, chronic edema, both lower extremities. Impression? Diabetes mellitus, next bipolar disorder, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia. Next hypothyroidism, next TJD, next morbid obesity. Treatment plan discussed with patient about her symptoms. Her labs were reviewed. Her hemoglobin was slightly high. She will decrease her dosage of the potassium to 1 pill a day. Will continue other medications. She will another medication. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Elizabeth Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Elizabeth, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H. Date of birth is 9/9/1956. Date of service is 2/27/2022. Date of service is 1/27/2022. Ms. Smith is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she's doing the same. She denies any complaints of pain. She does have chronic pain, has been stable with her medications. She had blood work done and was wondering about the results. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymph. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, multiple sclerosis, next hyponatremia, next spastic paraplegia, next neurogenic bladder, next anemia, next depressive disorder, next chronic constipation. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing well. I've encouraged her to drink some Gatorade or Pedialyte. We'll continue other medications. Her hemoglobin is slightly low but stable. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Robert Batt, B-A-T-T-E-N, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 12/14/1937. Date of service is 1/27/2022. Mr. Batten is in his room today for a follow-up visit. He's having his dinner. He said that he's been doing better. He has been tolerating his medications. He denies any complaints of chest pain. There is any shortness of breath, there is any palpitations, there is any nausea, no vomiting, there is any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rattles, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, Parkinson's disease. Next, depressive disorder. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan discussed with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better, has been tolerating his medication. He was encouraged to do some exercises, continue current medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Dorothy Tabachi, T-A-B-A-C-H-K-I, Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y, date of birth is 8/23/1921, date of service, is 1/27/2022, Miss Tabachi is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She said that she is doing well. She denies any complaints of cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. She said overall she has been feeling well. She has been working with physical therapy. No other complaints. She is planning to go home. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rattles, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. All sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, history of mycobacterial infection. Next, bilateral pneumonia. Next, right hip fracture. Status post-surgery. Next, metabolic encephalopathy. Next, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan discussed with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. She is planning to go home. All her prescriptions were signed. Will arrange for home health care. Continue other medications. She'll follow up with her primary physician. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.